The shipwrecks were discovered in the waters off the tiny rock of Zannone, part of the Pontine Islands. A team of marine archaeologists used sonar scanners for the exploration and filmed the targets lying on the seabed. They found a wealth of large stone jars or amphora. The ships were ancient trading vessels that carried goods from North Africa, Italy and Spain. These included wine, olive oil, fruit and garum, a pungent fish sauce used in Roman cooking. The discovery was made as part of a joint project in the Pontine Islands, carried out by the Italian Culture Ministry and the Aurora Trust, a U.S. foundation which promotes underwater exploration in the Mediterranean. Annalisa Zerattini is an underwater archaeologist with Italy's Culture Ministry. She says the deeper a wreck is found, the higher the chance that it is better preserved. These are in such good condition after so many centuries because they have not been disturbed by fishermen or illegal archaeology hunters.
Italy's seas are an incredible museum, which help our archaeology and our history.
The remains of the ships, up to 18 meters long, were found and documented at a depth of between 100 and 150 meters. The ships are believed to have sunk in storms at different times. These islands belonged to the Roman Emperor Augustus and were an important stopping point for ships traveling to and from North Africa and Spain.
This area was a crossroads in the Mediterranean, with a secure port that the emperor had built, and where crews on the vessels knew they could take refuge during storms.
Authorities believe the wrecks will be an important draw for tourists. Archaeologists are concerned that these treasures may be illegally lifted from where they have been found. To prevent any illegal activities, Italian finance police naval units patrol the waters.
Controls are carried out to ensure that the amphorae are not removed by divers to keep for themselves or to sell them illegally.
Italy recently signed a new agreement with the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, requiring that any discovered wrecks at sea remain in their place. Cultural authorities believe there are many more submerged treasures and have plans for further sea exploration. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Ponza.